This is Sydney Mead. I'm a student at Georgetown College, and I'm presenting my research poster for my capstone course, EDU 626. The title of my presentation is The Effect of Technology on Self-Efficacy in Writing in the 6th Grade ELA Classroom. The relationship between self-efficacy and student success in the classroom has long been accepted to be a positively correlated one. Self-efficacy, defined by Albert Bandura, is how well one can execute courses of action required to deal with prospective situations. This research study was formed with this relationship in mind. While there are many studies that have chosen to focus on the relationship between self-efficacy and success in the classroom itself, this study's focus is the creation and bolstering of self-efficacy to achieve student success via the use of technology and instruction. Via the use of both qualitative and quantitative data collection and analysis, this relationship, that being the relationship between technology, self-efficacy, and student success, has been analyzed as it relates to student performance on writing-based assignments in the middle school 6th grade ELA classroom. Rationale and research question. The research question driving this study was, how does technology affect self-efficacy in writing assignments in the 6th grade ELA classroom? Being a proponent of project-based learning, the researcher assigned her 6th grade classroom students to complete a novella, defined for their purposes as an 8-page handwritten short story that implemented the elements of plot, storytelling, etc. that the students had learned in the winter semester. After noticing that their performance on the project was both unenthusiastic and not up to the standards outlined in the given rubric, the researcher resolved to improve the assignment for next year's use in English 6. Another project was assigned to the same group of students in the spring semester, this time a research project making use of technology at every turn. The students' performance was livelier, their dispositions more confident, and their completed work seemingly of higher quality. The researchers studied this phenomenon in the hopes of better understanding student motivation in order to better facilitate their learning and the learning of future classes of students. Theoretical framework. With government funding granted both at the federal and state level to schools for purchase of hard and software, including computers, smart boards, tablets, etc., teachers are being pressured more than ever to include technology aspects in their daily lesson plans. It has been stated that the use of technology is essential, for virtually all segments of society have changed dramatically by information technologies. Schools must be a part of these changes, and research should proceed with the assumption that technology is and will continue to be a growing element within the schools. Kaczynski and Smith explain that students who are currently served in middle school classes fall under the classification of Generation Z and are on the whole familiar with and confident in their ability to utilize technology. Dale H. Schunk explains that self-efficacy refers to personal judgments of performance capabilities in a given domain of activity. This is also asserted by Bandura's, Perharis, and Kai, and connects to this study because it offers a rationale behind the positive relationship, stated previously, between technology and self-efficacy in students. Literature review. For the first category, theme, that being writing a student choice, we have from author K.R. Harris, A Summary of Literature. When students in a special education class were observed in a study focused on their self-efficacy in writing, it was found that by allowing students to make creative decisions in the creation of their work, they had more confidence and produced higher level work. For Kavevic, RB, Summary of Literature, students are more active when allowed to use technology for many different purposes in the classroom, including writing. Allowed the freedom to utilize technology, they use this freedom to operate on a higher level of composition in the writing classroom. For the theme, self-efficacy and student-driven curriculum, we have from S. Kaczynski, students from Generation Z are more likely to be involved in the creation and implementation of curricular goals in the classroom when given the opportunity to use technology, which they are innately familiar with. From A. Smith, we have students in middle and high school have higher expectations, internal and external motivations that cause them to be more involved in their learning and operate under a higher level of accountability than their predecessors. From S. Kai, we have, when given the chance to learn via the use of experimental virtual reality technology, Students were found to take a more active role in the classroom, striving to prove their ability to utilize technology when learning so as to pave the way for other such opportunities. In the theme category, Technology and Education, we have from A.L. Baylor, teachers who utilize technology in the classroom bridge the gap between their students and the curriculum. Many factors, including teacher skill and morale, affect the effectiveness of technology in the classroom. From D. Flickinger, we have the use of technology in the hands of students can aid in student mastery of topics when the appropriate resources are utilized via that technology. For the category self-efficacy, we have from A. Bandura, self-efficacy is the improvement of outcomes based on the perpetrations of courses of appropriate action by individuals. Individuals require self-efficacy early in life. From D. Schunk, we have Schunk's research measured the self-assessment of student efficacy in the classroom and made a connection between a higher level of reported self-efficacy and student performance. Finally, from F. Pejares, we have, in the writing classroom studied by Pejares, aptitude and self-efficacy were shown to have a correlation. Students reported having higher self-efficacy when working with concepts that they were previously aware of or familiar with. This connects right back to the abstract, which talks about how students really need to know how to use the tools they're given in order to learn. And what better way to do that than to play to their strengths? So if they already understand the tools that you're giving them, like technology, then they're already going to be one step ahead and they're going to be more confident. For research methodology, we have the study was conducted in the mode of a causal comparative study using mixed methods research. Qualitative data was collected in the form of survey responses from students, which were then coded to find connections between themes and student responses. Quantitative data was collected in the form of student scores on rubrics for two project-based assignments in their English 6 classroom. For participant confidentiality, in the interest of protecting student identities and preserving confidentiality, no names have been used in either the collection of qualitative data, its analysis, nor its presentation here. The researcher completed NIH confidentiality training, and all students were assigned an alias that was used during the double coding process for the quantitative data to further anonymize them. Students signed assent letters as their guardians signed consent forms. No incentive was offered to students for their participation in the study. I have a background in IRB administration, and I also have TA'd for a professor that was conducting a short research study. I'm very familiar with coding and how to keep confidential participant information, and I wanted to just mention that in my presentation that participant confidentiality was kept at the highest priority, and all relevant materials from the research study that won't be used in grades or in the classroom will be destroyed. Participants and setting. This research study took place in an English 6 classroom with a total of 27 students. The classroom is located inside of a combined elementary and middle school in rural eastern Kentucky with an enrollment size of approximately 600 students. Student ages ranged from 11 to 13. Student end-of-year MAP scores for ELA ranged from 207 to 235, with an average score of 220. Students attend English 6 for 45 minutes each school day. Of the 27 students, 16 are male and 11 are female. None has an IEP and one is identified as an ELL student. Data collection and analysis. Quantitative data was collected in the form of the collection and comparison of student scores on two separate assignments, Project 1 and Project 2, that used similar rubrics and were completed over a similar amount of time. Project 1 did not require or allow students to use technology, while Project 2 did allow and require students to use technology for its completion. A repeated measures t-test was created that compiled the scores that students received on their rubrics in order to compare them. Project 1 was scored from 12/10/2018 to 12/20/2018, and Project 2 was scored from 2/3/19 to 4/5/19. The t-test analyzing the overall scores from both projects may be found in Figure 1 below. Three additional t-tests were created, also found in Figure 1 below, to analyze the relationship between each category in the students' rubrics for Project 1 and Project 2. Each category and overall score were analyzed for average, standard deviation, minimum, maximum, etc. This data may be found in Figure 2. I'm not going to read through all the scores and the category scores, but I will mention that, like I said before, and like I'm about to say again, the scores improved noticeably from Project 1 to Project 2. There was not a single overall score that went down from Project 1 to Project 2. We had a few stayed the same, but no scores went down. The three categories are the three categories represented on the rubrics, and I provided the scores for those just to show you a breakdown of where students were improving, where students were staying the same. And we had a couple in categories that may have went down, but on the whole, the students improved in every aspect. For the continued data collection and analysis, you see that I have a chart here, Figure 2. It's summary statistics. I've got the mean, the standard deviation, the median, the range, the minimum, and the maximum of the overall scores and category scores. I'm not going to read those out to you, but you can see there, like I said before, you can see a definite increase in the mean or the average of the scores. Qualitative data was collected in the form of survey responses from students. Students were asked a question, how do you feel about using technology in writing class, and required to give a response. Student answers were then coded, with three themes being chosen for their frequency and connection to background research. These themes included collaboration, confidence, and interest. The frequency of these codes may be found in the chart labeled Figure 3 below. So you see there, we had a lot of students that were talking about how they felt more confident, more interested, which I attributed back to the increase of self-efficacy. Then we also had students that mentioned collaborating with other students, and I found that to be also a sign of self-efficacy, because students that are more confident are more likely to help other students, and students that are confident most likely have high levels of self-efficacy. For results and connection to literature, I combined those two categories just because I felt like it flowed better if it was all together. So the quantitative results of the study indicated that the average student score rose approximately 1.5 grade points between Project 1, which did not require the use of technology, and Project 2, which did require the use of technology. This data was collected in the form of four t-tests that showed two sets of paired data, those being student overall scores from Projects 1 and 2 matched with the breakdown of scores from each of the three categories in the scoring rubrics used to evaluate their performance on both projects. Using repeated measures on the same group of students, the research question of how does technology affect self-efficacy in writing assignments in the 6th grade ELA classroom was tested quantitatively. Students scored higher on the second project, which called for the use of technology, than they did on the first project, which did not. There were no students who scored lower on Project 1 than on Project 2. The qualitative results of the study indicated that when asked the question, "How do you feel about using technology in writing class?" students responded overwhelmingly positively, with almost every student indicating that they found their assignments to be more interesting when allowed to complete them with the use of technology. We had a couple outliers there, but on the whole, they really were positive about how much they liked to use technology in writing class. Over half the students indicated that they felt more confident in their work when using technology to complete it. Half the students surveyed responded that they were more likely to work cooperatively when using technology, which connects back to what I said about collaboration. There was a clear correlation between the use of technology and students' self-reported confidence and interest in their ability to complete writing assignments. This connects to the research study conducted by Sue Kai and cited in the literature review, wherein students were found to be more self-motivated when allowed the use of technology in their mathematics classroom. Similarly, the writing study by Pejares indicates that students are more likely to have a higher level of self-efficacy when working with tools and using skills that they have previous knowledge of As asserted in the article, How Generation Z is Changing the Shape of Education, technology has always been a fully integrated experience into every part of these Generation Z students' lives, and therefore is by definition something that can increase the level of self-efficacy in students within the classroom. Now, up here we have discussion and implications. The results of this study show a positive relationship between student performance, student confidence, and the use of technology in the ELA middle school classroom. The quantitative results show a clear increase in score from Project 1, which was completed in fall 2018, and Project 2, which was completed in spring 2019. While the projects had different topics, they used similar rubrics and required the use of similar skills for completion, including composition of an original body of work and presentation of that body of work to an audience of peers. The qualitative results show that students felt more interested and confident when allowed to use technology in their writing work for a myriad of reasons. The students, when surveyed with open-ended questions about their feelings about towards the use of technology in the writing classroom, responded in a mostly positive way. No student scores dropped lower in Project 2 than on Project 1. However, some student scores did remain the same on Project 2 as they had been on Project 1. 3 students responded negatively to the survey question, indicating that they did not enjoy using technology on their writing assignments. Overall, though, the data supports the point of view that technology increases student self-efficacy in the writing classroom. Now, finally, we have limitations and further use. Limitations on this study include the fact that due to scheduling and weather, students were not able to work on their second project in class as much as they had been able to for their first project. As such, it is unclear how much assistance they received from parents and guardians on their second projects. I kind of have to use an honor code in that situation. The students were working on their projects via the use of Google Slides, and I allowed them to work on them at home since if they had internet connection. Even when students were in writing class, they did not always have access to the necessary technology, as the Chromebooks they were working on had to be shared with 5 other classrooms. We do not have a 1-to-1 ratio of technology in my school, but looking forward, I have been in contact with my principal and mentor, and I'm currently researching technology grants in order to attempt to purchase a class set of Chromebooks to be kept exclusively in the writing classroom in my classroom for consistent student use. The results of this study will be used in that capacity to provide context for the need for technology in the researcher's classroom. I have my references here. I'm not going to read them out, but these are all the works that I cited in my work and everything that I used to complete this assignment. I just want to say that I think that it's really interesting how much attitude has an effect on students' success in the classroom. This self-efficacy, I hadn't really given it much thought before, but it really does seem like, I mean, almost like common sense in a way, that students would be more interested and more confident and do better on their work. I think it's really important that we build our students up and we give them the tools, like I said, to succeed and make sure that they know how to use those tools. Because you can hand a student a flip chart, a Chromebook, anything. You can hand it to them, but if they don't know how to use it, it's not going to help them. So that was the basis of this project, was the fact that I just really want to help my students learn to enjoy writing and learn to be more proficient in their writing, because it's such an important skill. We see that other teachers that don't teach writing exclusively, they are having to integrate writing into their curriculum because it's so important, and finally people are realizing that students need to be bombarded really with writing instruction in order to be successful in their day-to-day lives and as they go off to college. Thank you so much for listening to this presentation and for reading my presentation.